words that I don't know, I never heard of that.
Is that his birth?
If you don't get it, think about me.
But it is not ambition, it is abasement.
Yeah. It says, listen, the greed of your appetite, up or down, is bad. But not this bad. That was little one. This one is, yes.
If I should relate the root and branch of dominion, another book would be needed. The Arabs called a restive horse a devil, shaitan, not the beast of burden that stayed in the pasture. Devilry, in lexicology, is rebelliousness. This quality is deserving of a curse. There is room for 100 eaters round a table. There is not room in the world for 2 seekers of dominion.
This is something that repeatedly in Persian literature you will find it in beautiful ways to express it. Yes, they say to a poor guy, they could sleep under one, say, Aba or Kaba, but 2 king, they do not fit in a country. That's what it is. This arrogance goes higher and higher and higher, always. Where is the limit? What is it? Let's be serious. Historically, let's go back and find all these Genghis Khan, I don't know, Alexander the Great, blah, 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 blah. What did they do? Going further and further and further and never satisfied. They were always thinking about what more, what else. Was there any joy over there? Yes, they had this satisfaction of conquering and killing the people and stealing their stuff. But we're talking about happiness. Where is happiness over there? There is none. Yes.
The one is not willing that the other should be on the surface of the earth, so that a prince kills his father for partaking with him. You have heard that kingship is childless. The seeker of sovereignty has cut relationship because of fear. For he is childless and has no son. Like fire, he has no kinship with anyone. Whatsoever he finds, he destroys and tears to pieces. When he finds nothing, he devours himself.
Yeah, that's a trick. It goes to this, to that, but at the end there is no one. Then comes back to yourself, they eat themselves. This is why they are never happy. Yes?
Become not.
Means what? Do you remember Fabro Fanovio talking about it? Here he will say, become nothing, hitch.
Yeah.
Become nothing. Because your illusion will tell you you are something, something big, something this, something that. Your illusion will tell you you are the center of the existence. That's how you feel. He said, become nothing. Then,
escape from his teeth. Do not seek mercy from his anvil-like heart. After you have become not, do not fear the anvil. Take lessons every morning from absolute poverty. Divinity is the mantle of the Lord of Glory. It becomes a plague to anyone who puts it on.
Okay, what's happened? Now it's the end of the paragraph, and it goes to the trick. First, become nothing. Because when you are nothing, everything waking up is afraid of being bomb, 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 punished. When you become nothing, there is no punishment, there is no bang, bang, bang over there. Because there is this cover up, this rida, how do you say it? This rope, long rope. So this godness we are talking about is the robe of himself. Whoever will put this robe on will be different, will transform. Yes.
His is the crown, ours the belt. Woe to him that passes beyond his proper bound.
Means what? The belt is the weapon. The belt is something which is taking care of your sword, and when you want to work properly, what you should do? Tighten your belt. You said, okay, tighten this. Bring it down. Why? Because ours is this. The crown is his. Don't look for the crown. Don't want to become the king. Become a holy person. That's how it works. Yes.
Your peacock feathers are a temptation to you, for you must needs have a co-partnership and all holiness.
Mm-hmm. Now we have to talk about it. More and more and more. Why? Because you don't get it. Honestly. We talked about it. Now you think that, yes, it's good to not have that show off. Means what? Means nothing. You didn't get it. There should be a trick down there, somehow a feeling that, oh God, let's be serious. You're talking this stuff which is worse than all the other stuff. It's even worse than killing someone. And I'm doing it. Unknowingly I'm doing it. Because this is what the animal is. It's serious. If you want to stop it, you have to take it serious. Nobody does. Because when we talk about that, you thought, thanks God, I don't have this weakness. Everybody has it. To the extent. That's why he went back to the donkey. To compare it that this one is 50 times more than that. That one is just this one, and down there is animal appetite, right? Shaha. That's shahwa. That one is easy. This is difficult. Because that one works only with the animal. You're doing it with yourself. This one, you're doing it to everyone. You should understand that this is much, much worse than that. And he really tried in one paragraph to explain only this, right? This paragraph was this, that. Compare it, and this is the more dangerous one. Because the first one was personal. This one is public. So you see how different they are. Then we have to explain it and look at it. Then the Prophet talks. Then another explaining, then another commentary of the Prophet. Yeah, it goes on. Then another explaining, then the answer of the peacock to his interrogator.
Yeah,
yeah, because now it starts with another story. Somebody will see a peacock who is picking up his feet and is trying to do something, and the guy will say, why are you doing this? Period. Then that explanation, this and that and that, to come back that, yes, the peacock will answer and will say, because this is the ugly one, blah, blah, blah. Then Ramayana would say, oh no, it doesn't work like that. I didn't mean get rid of it. Pay attention to it. And another explaining and description. Look at all the paragraphs. Explaining, description, commentary. Explaining, description, commentary. Because he knows that this is a tricky subject and he has to go around it and around it to give you the passion for it. Because normally when it comes to this big stuff, our reaction is, take it easy, because this is, yes, this is the subject. Some people are like this. The main point here is to understand all these four birdies that we are talking are the basic principle of our animal thinking. It goes like that. So it's the base. It's the root of everything. You have to pay attention to it. Inshallah. آه این تفاوت عقلها را نیک دان در مراتب از زمین تا آسمان هست عقلی همچه قرص آفتاب هست عقلی کمتر از زهر و شهاب هست عقلی چون چراغی سرخوشی هست عقلی چون ستاره آتشی زن که ابر از پیش آن چون واجهد نور یزدان بین خردها بردهد عقل جزوی عقل را بدنام کرد کام دنیا مرد را بیکام کرد آن ز سیدی حسن سیادی بدید وین ز سیادی غم سیدی کشید آن ز خدمت ناز مخدومی بیافت وین ز مخدومی زرا ازبتافت آن ز فرعونی اسیر آب شد و از اسیری سبت صد سهراب شد لعب معکوس است و فرزین بند سخت هیله کم کن کار اقبال است و بخ بر خیال و حیله کم تنتار را که قنی ره کم دهد مر کار را مچ کن در راه نیکو خدمتی تا نبوت یابی اندر امتی مچ کن تا وارهی از مکر خود مچ کن تا فرد گردی از جسد مچ کن تا کمترین بنده شوی در کمی رفتی خداونده شوی روبهی و خدمت گرگ کهن هیچ بر قصد خداوندی مکن لیک چون پروانه در آتش بتاز کیسه ایزان بر مدوز و پاک باز زور را بگذار و زاری را بگیر رحم سوی زاری آید ای فقیر زاری مزدر تشنه معنوی است زاری سر به دروغ آن قوی است گریه اخوان یوسف حیلت است که درونشان پر زرشک و علت هست عرصگی میمرد گریان آن عرب عشق میبارید و میگفته ای کرم سایلی بگذشت و گفت این گریه چیست نوه و زاری تو از بر کیست گفت در ملکم سگی بود نیک خوب نگه همین میرد میان راه او روز سیادم بود و شب پاسبان تیز چشم و سیدگیر و دوزدران گفت رنگش چیست زخمی خورده است گفت جول کرد زارش کرده است گفت صبر کن بر این رنج و هرس صابران را فضل حق بخشد هرس بعد از اون گفتش که ای سالار هور چیست اندر دستت این انبان پر گفت نام و زاد و لوت دوش من می کشم از بحر تقریت بدن گفت چون ندی بدان سگ نام و زاد گفت تا این حد ندارم مهر و داد دست ناید بیدرم در راه نان لیک هست آب دو دیده رایگان گفت خاکت بر سر ای پر باد مش که لب نان پیش تو بهتر زش عشق خون است و به غم آبی شده می نیرزد خاک خون بیهوده کل خود را خار کرد چون بلیس پاره این کل نباشد جز خسیس من غلام آن که نفروشد وجود جز بدان سلطان با افضال جود چون بگرید آسمان گریان شود چون بنالد چرخ یارب خان شود من غلام آن مثل همت پرست کو به غیر کیمیا نارد شکست دست شکسته برآورد در دعا